this is a mini sort of family groundbreaking, a preliminary groundbreaking for the SLAM project, because we have issued a contract to do a little bit of preliminary site preparation in the back. It's a very small contract, since we don't have full funding yet, but to clean up some fencing, realign the traffic patterns, brush out some of the brush that's in the back lot there, and clean it up so that it's ready when we have the final go-ahead to start our project. So we wanted to celebrate that small step forward with actually doing some physical thing rather than only planning.
Okay. And if I remember right, there has only been a partial appropriation for the design and planning so far and a little bit of the construction. Do I recall that right?
We have $32 million right now, and we need $124.5 million, I believe is the correct number. And so we're waiting until we have the go-ahead to have the full amount for construction. So there is no earmarked money for any particular part of the project. It's not being phased. We're in the process of waiting to get the full amount.
The current plan now is to completely demolish the current State Museum?
That's correct.
And replace it with a brand new facility taking over the pretty much the entire property, including the back lot.
That's correct, yeah. We own the parking lot behind the museum, and it will come forward and go back, and it will also go up a little bit higher. It will be a two-story building with the library and the archives, reading rooms on the top floor, and the museum on the bottom floor.
And I know you probably have explained this to other people before, and including those of us in the media, but why that approach rather than just an add-on to the existing facility, as I think was earlier proposed?
It was something that we considered early on, and we did a lot of investigation about the quality of the current building. It does not meet code. It has got friable asbestos in it. It's got a lot of problems that really would cost much, much more and still not be up to current standards if we were to try and remodel and add on to. So the building itself, in order to make this project a really good project for the future for the next 100 or more years, had to come down.
And one of the problems, if I remember right, the basement where a lot of the artifacts are stored, that's below high tide?
It is, and it has water mains coming in and water pipes running above, and there are a myriad of problems, including heating and, HVAC, other problems. We had a leak in our boiler room this weekend and had to have people come in and repair it at 3 a.m. on a Sunday. So there are a lot of systems problems with all of our buildings.
And just kind of an aside, I've always been kind of curious what's going to happen with the artifacts and everything else inside during the process of construction, demolition and construction.
Our current plan is to, behind the building, build the vault that will hold the artifacts. And then when that is complete and that envelope is secure, then we'll move all the artifacts into that new portion of the building, which will sit behind the current building in a safe way with, tunnels and all that. And then that building, that will be only accessible by staff for preservation activities. Well, then we tear down the old museum building in the front and build the new public spaces.
As the construction continues.
Yes.
I see. Okay.